This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Blue Sky Restoration, and Realtor Amy Kite. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. We are here for the next 3 hours, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty on our side, so we're a little choppy today at the beginning, but we'll figure this thing out. We got the crackpot engineers in here trying to splice it and dice it. I saw some bubble gum and some duct tape in there, Amy. So I think we're good on today's show. Tell you what, we're gonna blow through the opening. I know everybody wants to hear what Elwood Buddy, I'm gonna miles to Chicago, but we're so upside down right now. We don't know what day it is. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. On today's show, we have Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity. We have Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration. Janelle Iacino, the Rose Pest Solution Bug Lady. MegaPros Joe had a family event. He won't be able to make it, and we're here until 1 o'clock. We're going to be doing a special. I want to set this up now. We celebrate together on this show, Amy, all good things that happen, right? When people get promoted, we celebrate. When people move on to other opportunities, like Grace last weekend, we got her a cake, and we celebrate everybody's successes. When Joe Brand got promoted to the Blackhawks, we wished him well, kicked his ass out of the studio, and finally got somebody that could do sports in there, and Andy Mazur, which is a major upgrade, so it was good. But something tragic happened, as we all know, this past Monday, and we're going to do a little tribute the last 15 minutes of the show to obviously the men and women who lost their lives, which is horrific, but also we're going to celebrate the first responders.
Yes.
Who, you know, I just want to put it out there. You know, a lot has been said about what happened, and I don't want to rehash what happened. This is a real estate show, and there's other shows that could go dive deeper, but I just want to mention the police chief in Highland Park is a personal friend of mine. He's been on our show. He was on the show that I hosted after Thanksgiving. Him and police chief Steve Castevens came down from Buffalo Grove, Castevens, jogman in Highland Park. I did their loans. They're friends of mine. So when all this went down, I'm like, holy smokes, I had no idea. So listen, we're going to cover this at the end of the show. Just want to let everybody know, if you're a first responder, and all of this defund police nonsense, I'm going to be addressing that as well, because I went up there and brought some water, and we'll talk about that later on in the show, and I could not believe the arsenal that was sitting at the command center that nobody saw because the cameras were faced on the speakers, not on the battalion of tanks and everything else. It wasn't tanks, but heavy equipment and fire trucks and all that stuff. But let's start the show until the engineers figure out what's wrong. I want to talk about this market, right? What are you seeing? We've been talking about it in nauseam, Amy. Last year, we've been telling people, now's a perfect time to sell your home. Now's a good time to sell your home. Well, I want to wait a little longer. Now's a great time to sell your home. And now we're at that point. Everybody's talking about the R word, recession, and we don't know as a country if we're in a recession until you look at the data, 6 month trailing average, until we've been in a recession for 6 months. But it sure the hell feels like a recession to me. So what are you seeing? You've been doing this a long time. You move a lot of dirt. You move a lot of sticks and bricks. From a realtor's viewpoint, where are we and what are we in?
Well, the market's still moving. It is still a great time to sell. There's no doubt about that. We anticipate we probably have the next maximum 30 days left.
Yeah.
Going back to that normal cycle that we lived in prior to pandemic. The pandemic, everything changed. There was no normal there.
It's not normal to sell your house in 3 days and have 40 people outside doing multiple offers and doing escalator clauses that I had never heard of before. And that's not a normal market.
And giving up the appraisal.
Yeah, you know, inspection.
Right.
We'll just take your house.
That That's never happened.
It's not a normalized market.
No. Okay. You know what? We would see that in California, and you know, everybody here would sit there and go, "Oh, wow, that's so cool." Well, it doesn't happen here, and it did, and it's back to more normal. So we do still see in the lower price homes, we will see multiple offers still on some properties, not everything. So we are still seeing some multiple offers, but it's not the 20, 30, and I mean almost 40 that we had at one point. You may see 2 to 5 right now, sometimes a few more, depending upon how aggressively priced you are.
People are going to buy homes even at 8, 9, 10%. There are people listening right now that are sitting there having their coffee and they're in their green tea saying, I remember when I got a 17% loan and it was a great loan.
There are still going to be reasons people have to move, regardless of the interest rate. So people are still going to buy and sell houses. Now, we did see in the pandemic that we would sell as many as 6.2 million in 1 year, but now we are probably going to be closer to 5 million this year. Guess what? 5 million homes is still a lot of homes.
It's a great market.
It is. And the interest rate, David, I mean, in reality, this is normal now.
Right.
We're back to that average interest rate that we've been dealing with.
We got spoiled, Amy. You sold my home in 4 days in August of 2000. Yeah. Right in the middle.
August of 2020?
2020. Sorry, right. I'm getting old. 2020. In 4 days, right? And you went back and forth, and we had offers and everything else. And then it got bananas, okay? Mm-hmm. It got absolute. I didn't think you'd sell our home in 4 days, okay? But the civil unrest was going on with the George Floyd protest down here, and the people that bought our home were a young couple, had a kid, just had another kid, and they couldn't live in their 1,000-square-foot rental anymore in downtown Chicago. So they had to get out. Exactly what you said. They wanted a 2,500-square-foot house, 5 bedrooms, 4, but whatever, with a backyard, 2-car garage. They wanted green space in the back. They wanted normalcy. They wanted calm, and they got it.
Right.
And that's people, 100% chance of people going to die. I mean, it's still, according to Dave Schluter, he always says that 50% chance your marriage is going to go bad.
Correct.
Okay. That it's just a number.
Yep.
Okay. People are going to, listeners are going to get other opportunities in other states.
Yep.
To either retire or work. And listeners are going to outgrow their homes, or they've got mom moving in, or they have to work from their home and they can't do it. So it's a back to a normalized market. And if you took our advice to sell your home over the past 6-8 months, because Amy and I have been preaching that, and so is Kari when she came on the show, sell your damn home. Now's the perfect time. It's still a good time to sell your home.
Absolutely.
Because they're not, new homes aren't falling out of the sky. And the reason we had such a huge run up was because of the lack of inventory, and that's not changing.
Correct. And that came, the reason we sit in this position today with the lack of inventory actually is because of the recession that we did go through last time, where new home starts did not, they slowed them down. And reality is, had they kept them up, we'd be in a different position today, but they didn't. And so we're sitting where we are. It is the market of the moment. It's a great time to buy. It's a great time to sell. It's still a great time to buy because you can always refinance too.
100%.
They're going to take these interest rates up. We know that. And then eventually they'll bring them back down. Now, I don't think we're going to see 2% again. I mean,
I never thought we were going to see 2% ever.
I know, right?
Okay. So at the beginning of that year, 2020, right? People might forget. I don't forget because I was living it. The rates had dropped to the lowest level that they ever dropped, and we were quoting stuff at the low threes.
Yep.
And I'm listening, this is crazy. The banks got so much locks, commitments to submit a loan to them from mortgage professionals that they jacked the rates up from 3 to 5 because they couldn't take anymore.
Yep.
They locked, they had commitments for loans. That's what a lock is. They had a 6 to 8 week commitment in loans in 1 week because rates had dropped so much. So what did that tell you? It's a fluid market, and there's mortgage professionals, not just me, there's bankers and mortgage professionals out there. When rates drop, if they're doing their job, we'll call you to get you into a lower rate and a better opportunity for your family to save money. And then what did that do? That put a ton of money into our listeners' hands going into the pandemic. And then the government comes in and starts, you know, it's Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa time and starts sprinkling the infield. Hey, money for you. And then everybody sat in their home and spent their brains out.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's nothing that we could do except go to the Studio D, because I guess they got Studio D open, and we stalled enough, Amy. So nice job with the opening segment. And Brendan just came in here with Alex, our intern from Northwestern University.
Nice.
From Northwestern. that setting up the camera that she's going to have to take out. We're going to go to another studio. So this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Fergie, get ready. Take us to the break. Sorry for the choppy opening, everybody, but welcome to live radio. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Phone lines are open. We'll be in a different studio. 312-981-7200. Welcome to live radio, Alex. Alex is like, what the hell's going on? They didn't teach this at Northwestern. 60, 80 grand a year. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter eight?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome to live radio, everybody. That was fun, Amy.
It was.
Yeah, we got every. So essentially, everybody, the behind the scenes is we get here at 9:30. Brendan and Alex get here a little earlier, our intern from Northwestern University, and set everything up, which takes about 20 minutes. And we're getting ready to go. About 40 minutes, maybe. All right. Well, he's so good, it only takes him 20. And nothing works.
Nothing. He's so good.
Just like,
but nothing works.
Nikki and Benny are sitting in there.
We're getting ready to go, and then Bob, our engineer, goes, "Hey, Bob, nothing's working." So I come in. I'm like, "What are we going to do?" Bob's like, "Get the hell out of my way and let me figure this out." I'm like, "Yes, sir." So we jump into another studio where Joe Brand does his hockey post game and pre game, and Carm does his Northwestern post and pre. And they're like, Amy and I started. So we started, and here we go. So let's go around the horn. Janelle Iacino.
Good morning.
What are we talking about today, Janelle?
Well, bugs, of course. I had an interesting conversation with my Uber driver on the way here, though, about rats. And that's, of course, always a big thing in Chicago.
It's incredible at night in Chicago. I don't come down as much as I used to, just because I don't.
Because of the rats?
Well,
because of his age.
Because of other things, yeah. The city's on fire, but we won't talk about that.
Right.
And I used to cut down the alleyways and not wait for... I lived in Chicago for a long time, right?
Well, yeah.
So I know how to do the alley. So
skirting through the grid.
I'm not going to sit on Halsted when I could cut through a back alley. So, you know, my wife, Elise, Amy knows Elise, going, what are we doing? I'm like, I got it. Don't worry. So it's usually at night. We turn the corner. Headlights hit the road, and whoop, there goes all the rats.
Whoa.
And Elise is like, look at all those dogs.
Oh, no.
All those dogs. Can we stop and pet the dogs?
Yeah, you don't have rats in Northbrook, do you?
Oh, we got, no. Not, and I don't want rats in Northbrook. But it's crazy the amount. Now, did it go down due to COVID? Because a lot of
no.
our...
No. It became more widespread because restaurants shut down,
right.
Remember? And so the rats that were feeding off of restaurant dumpsters flocked to residential neighborhoods where people were at home filling their residential dumpsters up. And when restaurants opened back up, they just went back to the source. So now they're just widespread.
Okay. So that's going to be your topic today.
Well, one of them. You know, we're also going to get on the stinging insect topic. I've been talking a lot about that lately. And I have a really weird ant fact that I want to share, too. Okay.
That's not unusual.
You know I always bring the weird stuff.
Yeah, every day. Every day you're in the studio. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can always get a free quote from Rose by going to rosepestcontrol.com or dialing 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
312-981-7200. Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration. What are you going to be talking about, bud?
Good morning, Chicago. Today, we're going to be talking about all the challenges Chicago's had these first 6 months in terms of property damage. It has been, it's just been totally unreal how busy we are at Blue Sky, how busy the restoration industry is as a whole. And people you just don't know how active the market is here. And we want people to know who Blue Sky is. Blue Sky is your local restoration provider. We are the number one restoration company in Chicago, and we are also nationwide. We are operating in over 45 locations from coast to coast. But here locally, we are your one call for any property damage needs. And this morning, it was kind of fun. We're in our third studio.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Musical studios.
We love improvisation at, yes, Blue Sky. We overcome challenges. David Hochberg overcomes challenges. So
I want to ask you a question. About 3 weeks ago, when that storm came in, I was down on the south side with Alderman O'Shea, Kevin McDonough, and Marty, his chief of staff, planning out Vestathon 2. And so I hopped on at about, 95th Street and started coming north to Northbrook. And I started getting the alerts, it was about 3 weeks ago when that gigantic storm blew in.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept rolling, and I got closer to O'Hare, and it kept rolling, and I got closer to O'Hare. And then I see a tornado alert on, mm-hmm, one of the signs off the expressway, seek shelter. And I'm like, where am I going?
Where?
I'm like 294 northbound. I'm like, where am I going? Right? I got two trucks, next to me. I'm like, I'm going to be a Hochberg sandwich here, right? So I call my wife, like, hey, I'm heading up. She's like, all right, be careful, fine. I get up to the bridge going over Franklin Park. There's a truck on fire.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
All lanes southbound shut down. Oh. Now you can see it rolling in. Now the lightning and the thunder starts. The lightning was so severe, the lights on the 294 were flickering on and off.
Whoa.
I had never seen that.
Wow.
So how bad? I want to talk about lightning strikes. Mm. Because, yeah, I'm driving, and all I'm thinking about is, wow, Corey must be, very busy. Corey and Roy must be very busy right now,
mm-hmm,
because, I'm crazy. I might die driving home. But literally, the force of the lightning was flickering the lights on 294. Now, I've put on hundreds of thousands of miles. We've all put on hundreds of thousands of miles. I've been driving in this area for 40-plus years. I've never seen lightning that strong and that severe, where it flickered the freaking lights on 294.
Amazing. I haven't either.
It was crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. So I want to talk about how dangerous lightning strikes are and how that impacted your business. We got bottom of the hour break. So we'll cover that after the break. Then we'll go to Janelle, and then we'll bring it all back and start like a regular show. 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We want to hear from you. I know it's a beautiful day out there. I know you're getting out. You're on your boats. You're on your car. You're in your cars. You're going places. But we'd love to hear from you. Love to help you out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to our website, WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We started the show with Amy talking about how the market is getting back into line, and then we introduced everybody. And now we're going to throw it over to Corey. How prevalent are lightning strikes on our listeners' properties? Does it happen more than our listeners think? Because all I kept thinking was, those are the largest lightning bolts I've ever seen, and they were coming down, and they were striking the ground. So they're coming into contact with something.
Mm-hmm.
It's either bare ground, it's concrete, it's pavement, dirt, or somebody's home or somebody's building.
Yep.
So how many calls did you get from that ridiculous storm about a month ago?
Yeah, well, and I know the exact storm you're talking about, because that storm was a tornado scare over Des Plaines. We had another tornado scare just last week, and last week I did have a lightning strike fire. Lightning hit the top of the house, blew a section of the roof off. Luckily, the attic didn't catch on fire. I have seen numerous lightning strikes. I've seen lightning blow a whole side of a house off. I've seen lightning strikes hit and immediately engulf in fire. On occasion, you'll get a lightning strike that will hit, blow out a roofing truss, create a hole. I mean, still serious damage.
Sure.
Got to re-roof, but not always a fire is related. The stories of customers that have been home when the lightning strikes, it just crashes. The power goes off. It flickers. It's traumatic, and the damage it does is traumatic too. So if you've been hit by a lightning strike, you need to call the fire department, and then you need to call Blue Sky Restoration. We will be there to help you out.
You helped out a listener by the name of Charlie, longtime listener of the show in Arlington Heights, with recent storm, tornadoes, and structure fires. So can you explain
because he had sent me an email during the week thanking me for the service that you guys provided. I'm just like, all right, Charlie, listen, this weekend Corey's going to be on. So what exactly? Arlington Heights is right around the corner from your shop in Rolling Meadows.
Yep. That, I mean, we consider all of Chicago our local community. We service the whole area. And yeah, these storms. So I want to tell you, like, my personal history. Hey, I was born and raised in Kansas, and I've lived in Chicago since 2010. I've worked restoration all over, especially down south, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the Carolinas. And I've lived here in Chicago since 2010, and I kind of forgot about tornadoes. I grew up with...
That's Tornado Alley.
Yeah, it is Tornado Alley. Yeah. Every single spring and summer, we have tornadoes. We have dozens. So it was a way of life.
Yeah.
Tornado preparedness, tornado safety, and then tornado rebuilding after one does hit. Now in Chicago, I saw one of the biggest jobs of my career last summer, that tornado that hit Naperville, Aurora.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was this one job, seven buildings.
Went through an entire neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Populated.
Yeah, populated neighborhood. One of my guys... clients was there, and he caught it on his Ring camera, and he sent it to him, and he's like, hey, I have some damage. How do I, you know, what do I do? We sent them to you. We told him to get a hold of his insurance agent. But we saw the, I'm like, holy smokes. It came right through the entire neighborhood.
It did.
Walk us through that.
You don't want to see tornadoes in populated areas, and all of a sudden, Chicagoland's found itself in the target zone.
Yeah.
So listen to the news. Be aware of thunderstorms as they roll in. Turn on WGN, and if they say take shelter, take shelter. If damage occurs to your property, hey, guys, save your lives. We can fix your buildings. That is what we do at Blue Sky. We fix broken buildings. So protect yourself and your family. Property damage occurs, we're one phone call away. We'll be right there.
I'll tell you what, I'm driving northbound on 294. I'm passing 55. I'm coming north, right? I'm coming to 290. And I call my wife. I'm like, Lise, get him in the basement. Well, there's no alarms. There's no warning. I'm like, get in the basement. And she's like, I'm like, I'm watching this big black mass coming from Schaumburg eating up O'Hare as there's a truck fire and everybody going southbound screwed. I mean, it was already backed up to pass Dempster, okay, from the Franklin Park Bridge fire all the way to Dempster. You're not moving, and you see this big, gigantic storm coming your way. Talk about feeling helpless. I'm like, get your rear ends in the basement. I don't care what they're saying. I'm watching it come in. You don't mess around with that stuff. I just don't understand. So what did you do to solve our listeners' problem, Charlie in Arlington Heights' challenge?
Well, like all our customers, you know, I met with Charlie, diagnosed the property damage, set up a preliminary mitigation scope, worked with the insurance carrier. Now we're transitioning from emergency cleanup, dry out, and transitioning into reconstruction mode. So when we're going to rebuild his house for
him. How long does all that take?
Oh, it depends on the size of the loss, and there's other things that can slow a project down. Blue Sky, we try to get through the projects. We want to get jobs open, get them done, get them rebuilt. There's challenges, like you got to get through the insurance claim. Okay, the insurance needs to know what they're looking at, what the damage is, what the repair is. We're going to be involved in helping with the emergency service, then helping with settle the insurance claim, and then ultimately permits can sometimes slow us down too. You've got if we need new kitchen cabinets, we'll have to put those on order. We'll need a permit. But we expedite all these processes. A lot of these processes are occurring at the same time. Upon a hire of Blue Sky, we're working on all the processes, trying to expedite. Typical restoration period, only a month or two.
And I'll tell you what, I've been in Oklahoma. I used to travel in the scrap industry. I was out in Oklahoma visiting a steel mill outside of Tulsa. And I saw the skies. It's a whole nother world out there out west when a tornado comes in, because you see clouds like you've never seen before forming, and I'm just like, that doesn't look good. And he's like, yeah, probably not, give it a couple minutes. And I'm from Chicago, right? This guy lives in Oklahoma. He's like, yeah, give it, it's all right. And I just see these and you could see it coming, like clouds moving in ways they shouldn't be moving. I'm just like, hey, everything's flat here. You know, if your dog ran away on Monday, you'd still see it running on Friday. I'm like, where are we going to hide? Right? I'm like, where's the basement? He's like, we don't have any basements in Oklahoma. I'm like, oh, great. Right? He's like, I'm thinking, what are we going to do? Bend over, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. I don't know what to do. Right? And then all of a sudden, the alarms go off. And thank God we were at some type of event and they had a shelter. We went into the shelter. But I'll tell you what. If you've never been out west when that sky starts changing and those clouds start moving in ways that you have never seen clouds move in your life, It's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. You'll feel the wind change on the ground. You'll see the colors change from oranges to greens.
Yeah.
There's an odor. There's like a sulfurous odor.
I thought that was my odor because I was scared to death that I was going to die.
Yeah.
That was my odor when I was thinking about going to get swept up and die. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Blue Sky Restoration, 800-266-5677. Or gobluesky.com. That's GOBLUSKY.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a text in here. It just came in at 10:31 for you, Janelle, about a bed bug challenge. And you helped a texter out. A very nice text here. We'll read after the break. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. That phone number, 312-981-7200, is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Williams isn't going to be covering that breaking news right there. No shot. Text message 630. I wanted to say that Rose Pest Solution is the absolute best.
Aww.
We had a bed bug situation at my grandmother's residence, and they acted swiftly with compassion, urgency, expertise, and helped solve the issue. If you have any bug/pest issues, this is the company you need to hire.
Oh, that's so nice.
And that is a frequent texter from 708, because we have a history of all of their texts. So that's very nice. Thank you very much. So,
you know, we've seen a huge uptick in bed bug populations, specifically in assisted living facilities, because over the pandemic, they were closed. You know, if you had a loved one in the facility, they were not letting people in to visit them. And so that time that went by, and even in homes, you know, like not just assisted living places, but in homes where people were cooped up for a couple of years, they're just now noticing the bed bug issue, if they ever had one, because it takes that long sometimes for the populations to increase. And they're so cryptic. They will hide. And you don't notice them until, you know, it's too late most of the time, because people don't know what they're looking for.
Was it you, or is it an online myth where you take a cup and you put the cup down on the mattress, and then the mattress, and then the bug pops up? Is that some nonsense that I read? Or
yeah, that sounds like, I don't know what the heck that is. But I mean, we've got cups that we put underneath bedposts, but those are like, they've got like talc powder on them, and they're designed in such a way where the bed bugs will collect in those cups and they can't climb out of them.
All right. So other than waking up with bites all over your body.
Yeah.
What's a sign, a telltale sign that you have
bed bugs. It's hard to say.
Bed bugs in your mattress and in your home.
So you got to know what you're looking for first and foremost. Some of the clues are those like tiny black little pepper-like specks, and those are their fecal deposits. I know we were just, you know, talking about poop on the
brain. We're all about poop here. Insect poop.
The fecal deposits are a telltale sign, because people don't know what the bed bugs actually look like. You can see them with the naked eye. And the adults are about the size of an apple seed. And when they've had a feeding, they get engorged, kind of like a tick does when it's fed, you know. And so you're looking for actual insects, all the different life stages. The eggs, unless you know what you're looking for, you're not going to see them. They're transparent. They're often laid in the folds of mattresses and things like that. But the fecal deposits look like little peppery flakes on a mattress, because as they're walking along the mattress or wherever they are, they're not just beds. It could be bedside tables. It could be picture frames, the headboard. They will poop. And so that's what you're looking for, is like little black flecks or shed skins. They also, as they grow and they get bigger, they shed their skin. So, and again, like, it's not just the bed that you have to look for. Like, I have a whole protocol when I check into a hotel, and I've been doing a lot of traveling for work lately. And I should just take video of me doing this demonstration.
You should.
I take the whole hotel room apart. I put my luggage in the bathtub first. and foremost, because typically it's white. You're going to see if there's any bugs in there to begin with, and they can't crawl up the side of the bathtub. So it's kind of the safest place for your luggage while you're doing your visual inspection.
Okay.
I flip over the whole mattress. I peel up the sheets. I'm looking in the grooves, like if there's, you know, along the mattress seam, you're pulling that apart. Any kind of drawers, I pull those apart, use the flashlight on my phone. I'm looking everywhere for any of these signs. And
what do you charge just to bring you in to do a room inspection?
Inspections are free.
So Amy, if we go on vacation, we'll just fly Janelle out.
She'll be happy with that.
No, if you suspect any bed bug activity whatsoever, please call us. We'll send an expert out to properly identify the scenario. And then we evaluate, you know, how bad is the infestation? Where are they hiding? How many rooms are affected? How much of a hoarder are you? What kind of clutter are we dealing with? Because if you've got more objects in a room that they can hide in, that's a lot tougher to take care of them.
All right, so that's what Janelle does. When I get into a hotel room, I basically strip down naked and jump on the bed. So there, that's the difference between me and Janelle.
And you don't even pull down the,
I don't pull down nothing. I'm just like, drop the bags in the opening. Like, all right, I'm free.
Yeah.
Here, we got a picture of bugs I'm going to read to you. Okay. Textures are coming in. Okay, so explain what's there, and here's what it says. This is for Rose Pest Control.
Mm.
Do you service Southwest Michigan?
We do.
We have a bug problem. Can you determine what this is? Come back every day after vacuuming. The texter sent a picture of a baseboard with some type of black critters down
it's
there.
It's called frass.
Frass.
Yep.
Okay, I'll take it from there.
Yeah, so we do service Southwest Michigan. We have a lot of clients with lake houses up in Southwest Michigan.
So what is that picture of?
This picture is frass, and what frass is it's the like particles, and it contains like I guess silt and dead bug particles. It's usually a telltale sign of an ant issue. They're kicking out this stuff as they're channeling through the wall voids and making, if right. You could picture an ant farm, right? And they've got all these little tunnels and tubes and things. That's what they're doing behind the scenes, behind the walls. So they shove out all this excess dirt and dead bugs so they can make more room for their colony.
So that person, that listener who texted that in Southwest Michigan, which you service, has a major problem on their hands.
We got to get to the root of it. We have to figure out what species of ant we're dealing with and use the right kind of attack and formulation to get to the root of it. Yes.
All right, you've got 30 seconds to give the ant story. Is that enough time, or do we need to pick it up on the other
side? Ants have two stomachs, and we've been getting a lot of callbacks from customers that have already had us out for ants saying, you were just here yesterday, why aren't they gone? Ants have two stomachs. When we apply a product, there's a two-part way that we're handling this, okay? Their first stomach feeds themselves, and then their other stomach feeds all the other ants in the colony. They regurgitate what they eat and feed all the other larvae. So it takes a little bit of time for our product to work through. So people think that just because they hired us and we came out yesterday, there should be no bugs anywhere on the property.
Right.
It takes time to work through because, again, we're not putting a Band-Aid on something. We're getting to the root of it. We want these ants to take this product back to the colony that might be behind the scenes or underground, and that's how you eliminate the whole thing.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach you before we hit the break, how do they reach you guys?
For free quotes, call 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, we got 2 hours left in this wonderful show, and we're here to help you with any type of challenge you have. We've been getting a lot of activity on the MegaPros text line. We'd love to hear you on the MegaPros phone and photo line. Same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Big shout out to David Jennings there, our big voice guy. I like when Dave does our intros. Rather have a local guy do it, so that's cool. David Jennings, everybody recognizes him when he does the news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. At the beginning of the show, while we were trying to figure out what was going on here, Amy, we stepped into a different studio and started the show, just you and I, and we covered the topic of a normalized market, and we're getting text questions in here. What does that mean? So what does a normalized market mean? And again, recap what we talked about, how crazy of a market was. Selling your home in 4 days like you did my home is not a normal market. So what is a normal market? Because we haven't seen a normal market in about 2 years now. And walk us through and get us back to reality.
Well,
a balanced market is considered 6 months worth of inventory. Now, you never sit in a balanced market. You are either in a buyer's market or a seller's market.
Yep.
Anything under 6 months is a seller's market. Anything over 6 months is a buyer's market. So understand that that transition through a balanced market will happen very quickly. Right now, we are sitting at about a month and a half worth of inventory. So it is still an incredibly great seller's market. Inventory will continue to increase, especially as interest rates go up. That's what they're forcing it to do. That's what they want. They want to slow the market down. They need to curb inflation. And so they're going to push them up until, at some point when they feel that it's slowed enough, then they'll back off. And eventually they'll again drop them. So just know that, It's still a great seller's market. We are seeing more inventory for buyers. We've had a lot of sellers sit on the fence because they aren't certain where they're going to buy. But that's opening up now, getting more opportunities and that kind of stuff. There aren't near as many offers on homes. And, sometimes you'll sell them. We're going back to maybe selling them with one offer, maybe two. So that's becoming more normal. And time on market's going to end up increasing because literally we were seeing houses that were under contract within days. And so now you literally could come on the market and not have a showing for 2 or 3 days. That would never have happened before.
In the past 24 months.
Correct. Correct.
I have a lady right now in Evanston trying to sell a condo in Evanston by Dyke Stadium. Okay. So you know where that is. Heavily populated. Very, very crunch time there, especially during games. She said, well, I thought I was going to put my house on the market and sell it in a week. Mm-hmm. It's been 8 weeks.
Oh.
Okay. All right. And I'm thinking, well, okay, that's a normalized market. She thought she would, the key to that conversation, I thought I would sell it within a week.
Right.
And you get a lot of that.
Well, but here's reality. If it's priced right, it will still sell within a month. If you're on the market for 8 weeks, honestly, the market's rejected the property. And they've said that the price is not appropriate for what you're delivering to them. And sometimes we have to have this, because then sellers say, well, why don't they just make me an offer? Well, here's reality. You're overpriced to the point that the people seeing your house they've got so many other better options. Or they're looking at you going, there's no way. You're not what I want in this market. So you need to get your price into the place where the buyers who will accept your property are going to actually look at it and bid on it. And so honestly, if you're on the market for that long in a market where we have just over a month's worth of inventory, you really need to check your price, your condition, some of those things.
And your realistic expectations. Okay, because you might be thinking like this lady listener in Evanston who wants to move out east. And I was like, hey, I want to get into a pair of 30-inch pants. Okay, but that's not happening anytime soon. Right? I'm down to 34s. I'm looking fantastic. But I don't want to. I probably could, but I'm not ready. I don't know. What the hell do I want to do that for? I'm good in my 34s. But what I'm saying is you've got to have realistic expectations. And you know what? If you listed for $200,000 and it ain't moving, your house isn't worth $200,000. It's supply and demand. It's Econ 101.
Correct.
How many conversations are you having like that?
Oh, I can tell you today you are seeing more price changes than we have seen in 2 years. You are seeing houses sit on the market longer than they have in the last 2 years. And houses still sell. There are still plenty of buyers out there. So you need to either change the condition, you need to change your price. And, there is a chance you may need to change your agent. Those are one of the three things. Because you can't change your location. You have to deal with that.
Right. You came into our house and you're like, what do you think your house is worth? I said $850. You're like, okay, we're going to put it on the market for $775, $799. We're going to sell it for $750. I was a little disappointed. Guess what? Put it on the market for what Amy recommended. Sold it for $750. I could have probably, if I waited a year and a half, I could have probably got the $800.
Right.
And listen, that house in Piatone is worth $225,000.
Right.
Okay. The only reason it's worth what it's worth is because it's in Northbrook, Illinois. All right. I don't want you to think I'm living in this elaborate house in Northbrook. It was a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2-car garage and a backyard. It was a nice single family home in Northbrook. In another area, in Peoria, it's a $175,000 home. So don't go call. He's got a ton of money. Let's not get crazy. It's just because I lived in the 60062 zip code where I lived in good schools and close to public transportation and relatively safe neighborhood until what happened two towns over from me this past Monday. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Amy, how do they reach out to you with all of their real estate related questions?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got a texter that came in for you, Corey Ambrose, from Blue Sky Restoration. We've got a lot of bug questions coming in from you.
Yeah.
For you. Somebody texted in about a milk snake, which I have no idea. I thought it said milkshake, and I swear to God.
Milkshake's in the yard.
I'm just like, yeah, this question is for Amy about a milkshake under my bed.
I turned to Amy. I was like, really?
And then I had to read it again. It said milk snake, and Amy's like, I don't know anything about a milk snake or milkshake under my bed. So we're going to take a quick break here, analyze all this, throw it over to Corey. 312-981-7200. I just learned something about codes that I think our listeners would be very, very interested to hear after these messages. If your home had a fire challenge that was more than 51%, what some local municipalities, Northbrook including, are making you do when you rebuild it, which I was aware of, but thank God it hasn't impacted me, but it could impact some of our listeners. And I think it's great information. 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Leave it up to Joe with the simple solutions. Joe's not here today. We wish him, hopefully he's having a good time with his family. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download podcasts and previous shows. And just to check us out, 312-981-7200, Megapro's call, text, and photo line. Corey, you were mentioning to everybody in studio here during the break about certain towns have regulations, including Northbrook. Now, on new construction, you need to have a sprinkler system, right? Some type of water...
Interior sprinkler system, water suppression to put out fires.
Which we put in our new house.
Mm-hmm.
It's all new built, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I asked, because I know that you built that new property and asked if you if that was an enforcement, and obviously it was. I'm familiar with the town, but let's dig into how that affects restoration. So, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, your Chicago restoration provider, also the restoration provider of the entire United States. So, but let's talk about Chicago. Let's talk about damages. So, you or your building has experienced a structure fire. There. Immediately, obviously, fire department, let's save the lives. Next call, Blue Sky. Let's get in and start reversing this damage. We need to get the water damage materials out. We need to get the smoke cleared out. Sometimes that requires us to contact the village and request a demo permit, especially if there's structural damages, framing, joists, headers, things like that. So first step is get in, do the necessary demo, start cleaning the structure. But ultimately, what do? At Blue Sky? We fix broken buildings. We do construction. So now we need to build this building back or your house back. How do you do that? Well, there's steps. You have to be on the same page as the insurance carrier. So you've got your initial scoping, right? Then you need to go to the municipality and pull your construction permit. At that time, and depending on the severity of the damage, will kind of dictate the severity of the permit. What are we fixing? Is it a single garage fire with one header? Okay, we're going to pull a construction permit for that header and the drywall and the other things. Or is it a much larger scenario where all the drywall in the house is gone, all the cabinets are gone, and we're looking at electrical repairs, plumbing repairs, structural repairs, and basically rebuilding a house from the inside out? Once you kind of go past, and it changes per city, once you go past the threshold of building a house, say, back more than 50%, like in a total gut scenario, you're likely going to be subject to full 2022 construction codes. So when we go in for our permit and we're writing to replace the installation you've had and what the house was, the village is going to say, oh, we need you to up the R value of that permit. We need you to resize the joists. We need you to, if you're in Northbrook or Highland Park, or you need to sprinkle this house. So that's some of the challenges going through restoration is when you go to permit, there's going to be rules and regulations how you have to construct that back. We at Blue Sky are experts, absolutely experts at all of these processes, especially the construction. Guys, that's the hardest part. It's one thing being there for you in the middle of the night. You bet. We'll be there. We'll get it clean. We'll get it dry. But we'll get it rebuilt, too. And that's where the real expertise comes in.
But if you have a 70% burn, you know, fire that demolished 70% of the house.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in Northbrook or Highland Park, are these municipalities that require you to build back with a sprinkler system?
Mm-hmm.
For safety reasons, I get it, right? They're very expensive, okay? The costs, it's a huge investment into your house. I get it. It'll save for future fires. It'll save mm-hmm. future lives.
It'll save lives.
I understand all that. But if you have a circa 1950 house, Amy, you've been into thousands of these homes. You know exactly where I'm going with this. That home is not retrofitted to handle mm-hmm. a sprinkler system that was built in the 50s or 60s, or some of them in the 70s were just not built to take on a sprinkler system. So if you have a 52% or 65%, whatever it is, and you mm-hmm. got to build back, you're talking about some major, major construction
yeah.
and retrofitting to get the sprinkler system in there. How does that come into play instead of just taking a backhoe and knocking the whole, you know, turning the power off and the utilities off, leveling the damn thing and starting new? I mean, it gets into this is too much of a pain in the rear end to do it in this type of house.
Well, hey, where's
that crossover point?
Well, there are crossover points because initial inspections of the building, there's going to be determinations made if that property is restorable. Yes, fires will take a property completely to where your only option is to knock it down. However, most fires are rebuilt. If there are still three standing walls on that building, it's likely to be rebuilt. It will still be cheaper because, hey, knocking it down, rebuilding it just means you got all the same codes. It's the same code. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it really is more cost effective to restore. I mean, it is. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be in this business. It's effective to restore, but you've got to play by the rules. You got to know what you're walking into. And so getting hit with code enforcement, it's not the end of the world. It's making your property better.
Sure.
But it does affect the insurance because you need to have specific coverage for that. Code, upgrade, insurance. Meet with your brokers. Make sure you've got it.
And I'll tell
excellent
you,
point.
It could impact the time it takes to rebuild.
Sure.
Because the guys in the building department in Northbrook and in the village in Northfield, we're very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Closer than I ever wanted to be honest with you. But during that build, we had to meet with them repeatedly,
mm-hmm.
and it was give and take and back and forth. And I learned a ton about, you know, they were willing to give on some things and not give on the others, which cost me a substantial amount of money in some areas. I wanted to put in an industrial pump to pump the water out of the underground storage tanks because of impervious when my wife wanted a pool. So I had to put in a whole new source system. Okay, and they wouldn't let me do the pump. And I learned from Roy what percent of pumps fail, 100%. And I'm like, hey, just hold a retainer, right? And then come out and inspect the pump three times. I get it's going to go. They said, Mr. Hochberg, we trust you. We don't trust the person buying your home from you when you go to sell. They might not be as diligent as you. And now we've got a property in the middle of the block that's got a faulty pump and all the water's running and we already have a water runoff challenge. So I totally get it, right? I did my best. It was the toughest sales pitch I did that I didn't close. But I get it. And this whole water sprinkler system, it's a huge industry, and it'll save lives 100%. Mm-hmm. And it will minimize the damage down the road, which is the key.
Well, you know, with sprinkler systems, they cause a lot of damage, too. But that's their purpose. They save your lives. If there's a fire in your house, the sprinklers will go off, one sure. or multiple heads, and that's going to save you. So you don't die from smoke inhalation or the structure doesn't burn around you. However, that sprinkler is going to create a tremendous amount of damage. Oftentimes, I'll do a job. There is no fire. Somebody put a hanger on the sprinkler. A painter nicked the sprinkler, and now we've got 45 wet condos below the tower. In your house, hey, somebody throws a ball at the sprinkler head in the master bathroom. it goes off, it's going to flood your bathroom, it's going to flood your basement, and you're going to need us right away.
That's why you throw the ball in the closet, Amy. You don't throw the ball in the bathroom. I'm just saying, if you're going to start throwing balls, make sure you throw them in a in an area that doesn't have sprinkler heads. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how they reach out to you?
Blue Sky Restoration. We are always open. We are always available to help you. If you have a property damage emergency, call us immediately. We have got your back. You can reach us at 800-266-5677 or go bluesky.com. GOBLUSKY.
Here's the deal. Sprinklers, texter just sent in 70. Sprinklers cost less than the cost of kitchen appliances. New home water devices require a modern building code or a pump will provide enough life-saving water to prevent severe injuries. My point was, and I understand this texter's point is that if you're rebuilding,
retrofit,
you've got to retrofit an existing circa 1950 through 70, 80 home. That's where the cost. I'm not saying that the you know the systems. There's an investment in that, but you've got to retrofit an existing home that could be costly if you got to start taking walls down and opening up floors in order to get the system through. That's all I'm saying. I think it's a great system. I'm glad I got it. My insurance is less because I have it. I feel a lot safer. God forbid I have a fire. I'm just bringing up the point that this is what you have to look into. All right, we got to take a quick break. Kleppen is putting down a scotch and get ready to do the news. You know, Andy, you say, hold on, I need my hands back. He's getting the manicure right now. So we're going to take a quick break. Janelle, we're coming back to you with some bug questions. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, the phone line, the text line. The photo line are all the same. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, which is sponsored by MegaPros. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 708 texter. Hey, what do you got against Piatone? It's actually pretty nice down there. I got nothing against Piatone. It's just, it's a fact, Amy, right? The property, my home in Piatone, would be worth a lot less than it would be in Northbrook. Because it's Piatone is a... it's a lot of land. They wanted to put a flipping airport down there. Remember all that nonsense? Yeah, we're buying up farmland. I've been to Piatone, right? I got gas in Piatone. It's a beautiful town. I'm just saying, location, location, location. And my home, I'm just using that as an example, in different parts of the area, it might seem like a lot of money in Northbrook. It's just where it is in Northbrook that it's worth that much money.
Right.
It wasn't an excessively elaborate house. It was your standard single-family house, two-car garage with the backyard, five-bed, three-bath, whatever the hell it was, with the finished basement. Nothing against Piatone. We love Piatone. 312-981-7200. Plus, they're tough in Piatone. I don't want to piss anybody off in Piatone. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The 708 texter thanked us for reading the sprinkler text, and then they sent firesprinklerassociation.org is a website if our listeners want to learn more about sprinklers. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I'm in pest control and work at a different company, Janelle. This is from 224, taking offense to something that you said.
Oh, of course.
That is a regular number two Phillips-sized head, that those little white dots are bed bug eggs. I don't know any idea.
Maybe you forgot to attach a photo. Do you think?
Because
the photo we were talking about earlier from that caller was a different photo, not bed bugs. It was an ant situation, the Southwest Michigan one. But
right. So I don't understand.
Maybe he forgot to attach a photo. But yeah, the bed bugs will hide in grooves and things. So maybe he was trying to show us a picture of a bed bug egg in a screw head or something.
We love to see a big bug. What?
Bed bugs, folks.
Bed bug egg in a photo. If you've got a bed bug egg in a photo, I'd say write that down.
Yeah.
Please text it to 312-981-7200. And we'd love to see it. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about bugs, baby. So,
wait, on our YouTube channel, I have a video of a bed bug egg hatching, and you can it coming out of that. So if you want to go to YouTube and type in Rose Pest 1860, you can watch it for yourself.
My granddaughter might like to watch that.
What? You have a video of what?
It's a bed bug hatching out of an egg.
Oh,
so you can see what it looks like.
Okay.
You got to know. Education, David.
If our listeners want to view that disgusting video, where do they go?
Yeah, go to YouTube. They can actually search Rose Pest 1860 on YouTube.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Wasps.
Oh, yeah. It's stinger season.
It's stinger season, and those little buggers love to dig into wood playground sets.
Yes. We always talk about this, but
I know.
I had a lady call who runs a daycare, and this was just this past week, and I've been out doing a lot of summer camp visits the last couple of weeks. We do a lot of insect education for schools and summer camp and Girl Scout troops and all that. So if anyone's listening, we do not charge for that. If you need some activities for kids, give me a call.
And you'll bring dead bugs with you?
Well, not dead ones. I bring live ones.
Okay, even better.
And the kids can explore. And I teach them all about, you know, what I've been doing lately is teaching them about honeybees and how we need to save the bees and why they're important. And also the summer stingers to look out for, like the bald-faced hornets that build basketball-sized nests in trees. So those are the ones we want to watch out for. Also, yellow jackets are out and about from now through fall. You know, usually apple picking season is peak summer stinger, end of summer, early fall. That's like the peak, but they're out now. We're getting tons of calls for them. They're building nests on eaves. If you've got dogs and kids playing in the yard, you know, it's a risk. A lot of kids, too, they don't know if they're allergic yet, so it's a health risk waiting to happen.
And a lot of our listeners are having family and friends over.
Yes.
And they're drinking sugary sodas, and you have to be careful when you're you can put the soda down, turn away, have a conversation, come back, and something flies in there, and all of a sudden you got a wasp or something in your mouth, and that ain't good. How many, I mean, you hear these stories all the time.
I mean, if you're outside, use a lid, keep your drink covered, but also I want to say it's not just sugary drinks that these wasps are attracted to, it's raw meat. Too.
Yellow.
So if you're grilling and you got a tray of chicken, they're going to come after you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I never heard that.
Raw meat, and because that's different depending on their life cycle and what they're doing, if they're mating or whatever, like they're attracted to different things. So,
well, it's kind of, I wish Joe was here because that would be a good joke. To,
I'm sure he'd have something to say about
that. I would have said just like Joe, but I can't because Joe's not here.
Keep your drinks covered, keep your food covered if you're grilling, make sure it's not exposed, and that'll help reduce your risk.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 773 texter. Mm-hmm. I have a pet bird and was wondering if there is any safe bug bomb that will not negatively impact my bird. So there you go.
No, I do not recommend bombs in any scenario. Mostly because they're really old school. It's like an old school way to handle things. And
what is it exactly?
It's just like a it's a timed release fogger that, you know, puts chemicals into the air. So it's one of the most hazardous things that homeowners can buy.
Okay.
If you've got animals in the house, if you've got fish tanks, if you've got even some plants are sensitive to this stuff. I do not recommend bombs whatsoever. And depending on what you're trying to bomb, okay, say it's flies or say it's, you know,
your husband.
Bed bugs. A lot of times these bombs are going to cause the bugs to hide in wall voids where they're breeding and hiding, and you want them to come out so you can get them out for good. If you're using bombs, you're going to cause them to scatter and hide. Same thing with roaches. A lot of people use bombs for roaches. That actually causes them to scatter and hide and gives them more opportunities to populate.
If our list, I'm getting the willies.
I'm sorry. I know. I always do that to you.
It's just... If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Rose gives free quotes all day, every day at rosepestcontrol.com, or you can call 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
And a special reminder, at the end of the show, we're going to be dedicating the last segment to the men and women that lost their lives on the 4th of July, and also do something nice to honor all of the first responders and medical professionals that and residents of Highland Park that went out of their way and jumped in when everybody's running away. They ran to and helped out. So we're going to identify those organizations and thank them publicly. I know people thank them, but I know a lot of those individuals personally. They're personal friends of mine. And I just want to do something special for the first responders that I know have worked their ass off this entire week to keep us safe and want to make sure they get the right recognition. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line are open. We are here to help you. 312-981-7200. That number again, 312-981-7200. We got some commercials here. We got to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jumping worms are real and in California. It figures, but in California.
Yeah, I mean, this is Chicago, so.
Why would a jumping worm even bother you?
Well, because it's creepy.
But awesome. Jumping worms, not scary.
Text line is blowing up about jumping worms. This is awesome. I got pictures of jumping worms. This is great. Our listeners are engaged. Thank you, listeners.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember that show?
I will never forget that show.
Janelle doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. These jumping worms are everywhere.
Well, because people try to prank me all the time. And so I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, but we had to go back and clarify. You're not a jumping worms expert.
I am not a turf insect specialist. I'm a structural pest expert.
Yeah, people came after you. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. What type of expert is this? She doesn't know about jumping
worms. That's just like the guy who asked about the milk snake. You know, right. That's not my realm either. That would be nuisance wildlife.
Well, that's why she sent it to Amy, because exactly. Amy's an expert
she's
in
the
milkshake.
Handler.
Milk snakes shake snakes and whatever those are. Dale at Forest Park, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, buddy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. You got a question for Amy?
Yeah, I'm wondering how good a time this is to sell a house that needs rehabbing.
Well, it's a good time to sell it. People can also get a rehab loan, so they can actually roll in the cost of rehab into the actual loan and do that. So there's definitely opportunities, and buyers... Let's put it this way. They'd be more acceptable today than what they would have been 2 years ago for a property that needs rehab. They're more accepting of it. Yeah, I think that's what I want to say. So, no, I would definitely look at selling it now. Otherwise, you know.
The longer you wait, the more it's going to be an issue.
The more the market's going to shift and the more they're going to absolutely require things be done.
Yeah, time is not your friend if you're on the selling side right now. You have increased interest rates. We're going into what a lot of experts are calling a recession. We're going into uncertain times. And I'll tell you when it's going to hit, Dale. It's going to hit when all of these summer breaks are over and those credit card bills come in September. After you're done with all of your summer traveling and buying the kids school stuff and taking your kids to college and getting ready and doing all this stuff, and bam, here you got another credit card bill. The Fed's probably going to increase rates another 0.75 in July. And you're going to be sitting there going, wow, this is really becoming expensive. And then the turtling starts and the spending starts getting less and less. I was talking to a guy that worked for Metro. He was a conductor. And we were talking about economic factors. And he called me about a loan. And I made a recommendation to go with the higher rate instead of spending $3,000 on a discount point to get the rate down. Chase quoted him a rate. A 5 1/8 with $2,800 in discount points, and the par rate, which you didn't pay any cost, was at 5.75. So what these lenders are doing are now selling lower rates and jacking up all the closing costs, right? It's a game that they play, Amy, you know.
Yep.
So I basically got on the line with the Chase representative because the rates had shot up and I'm not competitive. And I said, what's the par rate? And I told the guy, it's $108 more a month. Forget about the rate. It's $108 more a month. You take 108 divided by 28, it was like 25, 6, 7 months. I go, yeah, that's where you're at. We hang up from Chase. I go, sometime in the next 24 to 26 months, rates are going to come down and we're going to refinance you. Mm-hmm. That's the risk that you're rolling. If it's me, I'm going with 5.75 on a loan I'm making no money on. And then when the rates drop, we'll just roll you out of it and into a lower rate. But keep the $2,800. It's going to cost you $108 more. So that's what we're going into, Dale, right now. You're going into an uncertain time. And I think the sooner you sell that house, Amy, probably the better.
Yeah, probably is. And, you know, properties are still selling. I mean, I'll be honest, Mike and I are even considering bailing out of our house. The problem is we don't know where we'd go yet. We'd probably just do something temporary.
Mike is your husband.
Yes.
Right. Loving husband.
Yes. Of almost 20.
Everybody's like, who the hell is Mike?
20 almost 23 years.
Whew, wow,
it's a long
congrats.
Time.
Yeah.
It's a long time with one.
Has the value of the market value gone up for rehabs as well?
What do you mean by market value?
How much rehab are you talking about?
I mean, what, on paper anyway, what people would be willing to spend for it.
Well, sure. I mean, the value of properties have gone up, so that brings all of them with it, right? So the value of a rehab property goes up. That also increases the value of what somebody will spend to buy a property that's not rehabbed. Now, my sister called me a couple months ago, and she said, we're looking at buying a house that we're going to rehab and then, you know, sell when we're done with the rehab, and it's going to take us a while because we're going to do it ourselves. And I said, whoa. I would not necessarily advise you to do that. It's their first time around. But if you're going to tell me you're going to buy it, rehab it, and live in it, fantastic. Let's do it. You know, I agree with that 100%. But, you know, right now, not knowing what's coming, you just, especially a first-time rehabber, you just need to be a little more cautious. But it'll probably sell to somebody who's going to rehab it and live in it themselves.
All right, buddy. We got to take a quick break here. Dale, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Dan and Starve Rock, Richie Z, and Marie, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Thank you for sending in the picture, texter, with the picture of the bed bug and the Phillips screw head. Is that what it is?
Yep.
I can see him, too.
He's absolutely right. Those are eggs.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, talk about more of this disgusting things after this break with news, traffic, and weather. Don Clippin's in there. No, Kevin Wells is getting ready to take over the helm. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That aforementioned name, aforementioned phone number is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tell you what, hang on, Danny. Let's go around the horn real quick, reintroduce ourselves, and give out our contact information in case somebody's just tuning in and want to know who was in studio. Amy, you're first.
You can reach us at 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com for any of your residential real estate needs.
Janelle Iacino.
For residential or commercial pest management with more certifications than a lot of other companies out there, give Rose a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or get a free quote at rosepestcontrol.com.
Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration.
Blue Sky Restoration, your restoration provider. At Blue Sky, we pledge to create an exceptional Blue Sky customer experience through our actions, teamwork, and genuine caring for the personal needs.
Well, how do they reach you?
You can reach us at 800-266-5677. Online, goblueSky.com, GOBLUSKY.
Moth question from Dan and Starved Rock. Danny, thanks for calling on the show. You got a question for Janelle.
At first I thought I was dealing with pantry moths, but, I had pest control people over. They couldn't locate any nests or anything or the eggs. And so, you know, I'd go all the grains and the bread and the flour and all that stuff, and we clean everything up real good.
Mm-hmm.
And so things were like, we thought, okay, we must have got them. And that was late in the fall. And then over the winter, no problems. But in the spring, we started seeing these things again.
Mm.
And so the thing is, I don't think that they're pantry moths, all right? So I started setting out these traps.
Mm-hmm.
We started catching them. I mean, lots of them. And I think that they were localized there in our attic, all right?
Oh.
So I seal up the attic to try and prevent them from coming in. But they do, you know.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, I can't get any pest control person down where I'm at to give me any indication about, well, how do I kill them up in the attic? What do you do? Is that a common thing for moths to be living in an attic and insulation? And,
yes.
You know, how they get in there in the first place, you know, that's another issue. We're sealing up to make sure that there's no access there.
Right.
But is that a common thing?
It is, because it's one of the least explored places in the house. And so there's a lot that can go on. But what do you have stored up there? What's in your attic?
Nothing.
Oh.
Insulation. It's dead attic space. And that's what's kind of strange to me is that in the fall, this problem, not in the fall, in the winter, this problem stops. We don't see them at all. I don't catch anything in the traps anymore in the fall.
Yep.
Or in the spring, right? I'm sorry, in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring, they'll slowly start building again.
I bet you, because the weather in the spring probably wakes them out of diapause, because the attic is probably too cold for them to survive over that winter. But my hunch is that you might have an animal up there that got in, and that might be why there were, like, if it's not pantry moths, it could be webbing clothing moths. And can you describe what they looked like to me?
Well, they look like they're just these little brown-winged moths, and they're almost like the moths that you see fluttering around your light. They're not that big.
Okay.
But they're the size of, I don't know, maybe a quarter to a half an inch. They're very small.
Sure.
And by the time I'm catching them anyway, that's what they are.
But
they're just these brown-winged moths. They don't have any distinguishing colors or anything like that.
Pantry moths have like a distinct marking on their wings, so I don't think it's that. I think you might have some fabric pests, and fabric pests will actually go after animal fur and other types of, you know, hair and things like that, so it could be an animal issue.
Amy, I'd move.
Time to sell. You know, because this has gone on for a couple of years, and that's, you know, someone did suggest that maybe there's an animal that got in there, a small animal, and that's what they're feeding off of.
Yep.
But after a couple of years, wouldn't that be
You'd gone? Be surprised how long hair will last. When everything's rotten, hair and bone are what's left, and that's what those things feed off of. So it's very possible. Now, I'm curious about the traps that you put out. Are they just like the glue traps? And did you use a pheromone at all?
They're those black flag pantry moth the triangular things.
I would suggest getting the kind that's formulated for fabric moths and try those, because and you can probably find those at a hardware store, but specifically for that species, there's going to be a pheromone lure that you can put on that glue board. But look specifically for fabric moths, because they're totally different from pantry moths.
There's a bunch of them, but the hope is, I guess, is that you catch enough of them that they can't reproduce, or
You're controlling the adults, but really you got to get to the larva and figure out where that source is too. With moths or any other kind of flying insect, you got to find the source. Otherwise, you're just going to be putting a Band-Aid on it.
Control burn.
No. He's in Starved Rock, so that's a little far out of our range. But yeah, I would look into those fabric pest monitors with the pheromones specifically for that species and see if that nips it in the bud.
And there's not like a fog or something like that?
No, because even the fog is just going to attack the adults. You really need to get to the larval stage, whatever they're, you know, feeding on.
You know any good realtors up in Starved Lake?
Starved Rock? Absolutely.
All right, hang on, Danny. We've got to hit a break, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Marie, we will get to your question for Amy after the break, and then I got a question for Corey. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. And don't forget, if you know any first responders or medical professionals out there, we're going to be doing a special shout-out for them during the 12:45 block until the end of the show. Plus, we have a special ending for the seven people that lost their lives on the 4th of July. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 312 981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And I forgot to say, on WGN, we're going to be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
You can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
There's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found it.
You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food store.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Wow. That rejoin basically sums it up.
Oh, yep.
They haven't found a med. I think I said they haven't found a medication to correct it, which is great. 312-981-7200. We have John or Marie with a question for you, Amy. Is this John or who's on line four? Welcome to the show.
Marie.
Hi, Marie. What's going on?
Good afternoon. I have a property that's been on the market for 4 years. It's an existing carryout and delivery restaurant with two beautiful apartments above it. it just doesn't seem to sell. And I wondered if Amy had any suggestions.
Sounds like it's mixed use, right? Because you've got the residential and the retail on it.
Correct. And the restaurant was in there for 55 years. I have to tell you that it is in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And it is in the inner city of Milwaukee.
Okay. Okay.
Whether that it makes a difference. I've had people come in and love the place. The apartments upstairs are beautiful. It's on a busy street. And the realtor, I'm sure, has done as much as he can do, but it just seems like we get the people in and they're out the door.
Is it rented?
No. No. Okay. We put new bathrooms and new floors in and just, you know, fixed the apartments up, so we didn't want to rent it. I don't care if the building sold as a restaurant, just the building, you know, because
right.
I'm sure, yeah.
Right.
We were in the business 55 years as a restaurant.
So we have a mixed-use building.
Mixed-use in Milwaukee.
With a restaurant downstairs. It doesn't necessarily have to remain a restaurant.
Right.
With rental properties upstairs, we have a lady calling from Milwaukee,
right.
Probably a Packers fan, which we won't hold that against her, which is fine. Are you a Packers fan?
I do like football, but I'm more a Bucks fan.
Okay.
There you go.
Season ticket holder for 54 years.
That a girl.
Nice.
All right.
Wow.
Nice job there, young lady.
But I do like the Cubs. Yeah, I love the Cubs.
Sorry to hear that.
That's
yeah,
nice.
A lot of pain. You've gone through a lot of pain over these years rooting for both of those teams. So what do you recommend?
Have you had the same agent listing it for 4 years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to make a recommendation to switch.
Time to change, I think.
Yeah.
I think that 48 months has been long enough time.
Yeah. Sometimes what you need is a different perspective and somebody who's taking it to the market a little differently. And so I will strongly recommend that 4 years is enough time. I would definitely get a couple other people in there to look at it and give you their suggestions on what to do with it. Of course, we're not licensed in Wisconsin. I am happy to connect you with a couple of great agents up there if you would like. But there is a point where you do need to get a fresh set of eyes on it and look at the market, look at the property, make some suggestions and go from there.
Especially in a mixed-use property like that, right?
It's not... something everybody can look at and do. And if you have a residential agent handling it, it may be the issue. If you have a straight commercial agent handle it, may be the issue. So I would definitely have somebody else look at it and make their recommendations.
Okay. We're going to put you on hold here, Marie. And congratulations on that win 2 years ago. That must have been exciting with the Bucks winning it all.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I have 6 grandchildren and 4 of them are boys and I have 2 older sons. And of course, yes, and Yanis is a wonderful, wonderful man.
Very giving.
Very, very down to earth.
Yes.
He's a family man. So.
And he's a hell of a basketball player to boot.
Not bad.
He sure is. So we hope we can do it this year again.
Yeah, I don't. But
right.
I hope you have a good enough season that the Bulls kick your rear ends out in the playoffs. Haven't been too successful
in the past couple of years. And thoughts with the Highland people. We had a good friend who I'm sure you know, Ernie Morton, Amy Morton,
sure.
A good friend. She went to Lawrence University with my oldest son.
Oh, nice.
I know they were from Highland Park, so we know the area.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a special tribute in about 19 minutes here for them, okay?
Good. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product so we could get the information so Amy could follow up. 312-981-7200. Whoops. Serge, you hung up, buddy. I don't know what the heck's going on there. Can you pick up line one there, Benny, and fix my mistake there? There we go. 312. This is live radio, everybody. 312-981-7. All right, let's go to Irene. Let's get off of line one. Irene, how are you? We're up against a break here.
Hi.
You got a Nats question. What's your question for Janelle Iachino?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. First of all, I have to explain. Okay. I'm having these, I don't know if they're gnats, I don't know what they are. They're teeny tiny, they're small enough to go through the screen. And I have to tell you, my AC went out, so I haven't had anybody be able to come out here and fix that. So I've had, you know, my windows open. And what are they?
I don't know if they're called gnats. They're very teeny tiny.
They fly? Or they crawl, and you're just seeing them on
the... They fly. And I thought, well, I thought I read something about, so I put out, like, bowls of vinegar, apple cider vinegar. Oh, yeah, they're attracted to them.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I want to ask is, at the same time, my washing machine went out. So I've been going to the laundromat. Hmm. Can I pick up stuff at the laundromat?
Not that kind of thing. It's got to be something close by or contained to where you're seeing them. Flies like that, and I'm assuming they're not biting you or anything, right?
No, they
they're
come
just a nuisance.
To me, though.
Yeah. And they're teeny
tiny. They're attracted to liquid.
Okay. Yeah. See, there's got to be a water source somewhere. And if the washer was, I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of water leak issue anywhere, but that could be why you're seeing them all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh. There might be. Yeah.
So I would, yeah. I mean, especially if they're attracted to liquid, I would venture to say that it's because of a water issue somewhere.
So it's pooling water somewhere which could be in a pipe in the washing machine.
What are they?
They're little gnats. Like, they could be fungus gnats, and those are really common. They're similar to fruit flies, but they're not exactly the same because of what they're attracted to. Fruit flies will be attracted to organic food and, you know, obviously fruit. But fungus gnats like decaying organic matter. And if you've got standing water somewhere, then they're going to be attracted to that. So
that's it. Okay.
Where do you live?
Years and years ago, I had one of those. I had the problem when my air conditioner went out years ago, mm-hmm. and I had one of those gold copper mesh things.
Uh-huh.
And I found out they were living in there.
Oh.
It was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it could be so that.
Where do you live, Irene?
Where do I live?
Yeah, what town?
Maryville, Indiana.
Okay. We're known as Franklin Pest Solutions out there. We have an office in Hammond, but we can come and take a look at it if you want.
No, I've heard you on I think you advertised on WJOB.
We have, yeah. I missed that station. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I heard you. Yes, so I'm an old lady. So
thanks for listening to me for so many years.
I recognize the name. And
that's not old, Irene.
I got through.
Irene, 70s isn't old. I'm 55. As I get closer to that number, it's not old. You're very young. But hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, then hit a break. And then I want to come back talk about black and white mold. Because we got a texter in here, is black mold dangerous? Mm. And I look at it as all mold is dangerous. And then somebody texted in, what's the difference between black and white mold? Mm-hmm. So we've got some type of mold questions coming in, which whenever I hear the M word, mold, I'm sure other people have different M words out there, but mine is mold. I don't like messing with it because it's very...
We do.
I know
you
do.
You should. That's great.
Right. Yeah. She's not right on the bug thing, and you're not right on the mold thing. But I just want you to answer, what is black mold, which is more hazardous, and how do you do the remediation? Because some people will spray over it and encapsulate it, and other people will want it completely taken out. So I want you to do the yin and the yang on that when we come back, if you will.
Let's break it down.
And we also have, we took care of all the callers. Hang on, Marie, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as soon as Nikki gets off the phone with Irene. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, the text, and the photo line are all sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You go to our website, WGNDavid.com, for all of our contact information. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's get legal coming up next. John Hansen just popped in here. We're in his studio today that he uses. So we'll be skedaddling rather quickly after this show. We have a couple of texts real quick. Just a quick thank you to Amy. She gave me a referral in Florida to sell my relative's land, and it went great. Andrew and Indian Head Park. I remember that call a couple, 3 months back.
Yep.
They were trying to sell land for a long period of time. None of the realtors were moving it. We gave it over to you, and you referred the caller down to a colleague of yours down in Florida. and that's the way you pronounce Florida. It is Florida from on New York, and that's a proper way to say it. Stop laughing. So nice job there, Amy. You didn't actually sell it, but you did a nice job helping our listener out there. And then a disgusting story, text from a 815. David, the best bug story this week was from Lisa Dent, which I missed. She blew her nose after waking up, and a spider was in her nose.
Ugh, we all did the ew response when we read that.
What in God's name is that?
Wow. So I guess the theory's true, right?
Ugh.
You eat at least, what do they say, like five spiders a year? So I don't know.
Really?
Depends on if you're a mouth breather, I guess.
Okay. You are.
I know that clip is going to appear at some point during a break.
That'll come back to bite you in the spider's rear end. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about mold, Corey. I know mold's a bad word, right, because it's not healthy. Mm-hmm. I know that blue cheese is molded cheese, which is delicious. But there's a difference between blue cheese mold and white and black mold in your house that Amy sees all the time. I'm sure you run across it.
Termites. That's one of the biggest reasons.
Well, there you go.
Structural damage.
Yep.
What's more hazardous, black or white mold?
Great question. I'm going to respectfully decline answering it because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I am professional mold remediation. Blue Sky is. So we often will work with scientists and doctors. There's actually hygienists. I want to be a sponsor of the show. We've got great scientists in Chicago. And when it comes to mold remediation, first calls us. Call Blue Sky first. We can review over the phone. A lot of times we'll just come do an inspection initially because if a little bit of mold, we may be able to scope it right then and there, but recommend there to be clearance testing. Now, when you do go to test for molds, if you see mold on a surface, well, we could have it tested, but here's the deal. That mold is going to, whether it's white, black, green, brown, fuzzy or not, it's going to flag for multiple molds. So you cannot diagnose the mold by the color, by where it is. You've got to test it. And then you're likely coming back with multiple hits. People know Stachybotrys, people know Penicillium. Those are some of the more dangerous to us. But anytime it's present, you're not going to know what it is unless you have it tested, and you're not going to get it removed unless you have it remediated. Anytime you see mold, there's an issue. There's some kind of other underlying issue. This is air ventilation issue. Do you have a roof leak? Do you have a foundation leak? What's going on? A mold is an indication of something else occurring. So a few things need to happen. We need to remove the mold. Okay, that's us at Blue Sky. We need to clear it. That's a hygienist partner that we will engage for you. And then we need to find the source and fix whatever it is and then rebuild that wall or whatever it is we're working on. So if you see mold in your home or business, just give us a call. That's where it starts. Give us a call. You can talk to me personally. We can schedule something or we can just set you on the right track. But ultimately, you need to address it. We're your people. Blue Sky.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Amy, when you see that in a home inspection, okay, home inspections are now going to become more prevalent because people aren't just, I'll take that one. I don't care. Okay. Escalator clause, $20,000.
Escalator.
Right? You know, those escalator clauses are going to be going away too. Okay. Yeah. And then I'll just take
the elevators.
Right. With the elevator. Doesn't matter. I want that house. We don't need an appraisal. We don't need an inspection. Now you're getting back to a normalized market.
Correct.
You're going to start seeing the home inspectors going back into these homes.
Yep.
Because people aren't just going to be throwing money at homes. And Joe will tell you, he's gotten calls from listeners who lost five homes, bought the home. It wasn't the home that they wanted. And they gutted the home just to have a home because there weren't any homes.
Yep.
Crazy. But that was the market we just lived in the past 24 months. We also lived through the price of wood going through the roof, and now it's coming back down, and everything else, supply chain issues, which will work itself out. That being said, you're going to start having home inspectors finding things that they didn't find before because they didn't look into the house.
Correct.
Okay, what do you do if you're on the buying side? You're representing the buyer, and the home inspector finds mold. What's the process?
So we've personally purchased houses with mold. It is not as big of a deal as people think it is because it can be handled. And so I think, you know, the first thing is calming their fears and saying, this can be handled. It's not a big deal. And it's not cost prohibitive because people then think, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to cost me a fortune. It doesn't. It's actually quite realistic in doing it. And understand, that if buyer finds it, seller may very well take care of it. And if not, understand that no other buyer is going to buy it. So it's a great opportunity to buy a house that you probably aren't going to have competition on too. So I am not afraid of mold. I have learned a lot about it. I want it taken out.
You don't want to encapsulate it because there's a process to encapsulate it and freeze it in place. Because I've had some of our borrowers say that, and that the seller will freeze it, will put, what do I know about mold, but put something on it and basically entomb it, right?
Right. They can do that.
But you want it, me too, I'm buying a home, I want that stuff out.
Right. I'm going to look at what it is and that kind of stuff and take the recommendation from whoever's handling it.
Right.
And do it right. Encapsulation is a useful technique, but it's a post-cleaning technique. So first, you clean the structure, you clean the mold off of it. But if it's really bad or really dense or stained, you may put a stain remover. And encapsulation is a technique we use, but it is not to be used by itself.
Correct.
There's a cleaning protocol that precedes.
I did not know that.
And, yeah.
And you, I mean, when you're talking about the joists in a basement, they have to be encapsulated. You're not removing those. So there is a place for the encapsulation, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Phone number and contact information, because we're going to do our last segment. I'm going to put a special shout out to all the first responders and medical technicians that stepped up and went and did their jobs on Monday. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Amy, what's the best way?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Janelle Iacchino. Julie, Janelle will call you after the show. She has ants in her backyard. And she so hang on. We're going to get your information and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Janelle Iacchino, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Rose gives free quotes all day, every day at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys and your team, how do they reach out?
Blue Sky Restoration. We are the best restoration in Chicago. We are the best restoration in the United States. You can reach us at 800-266-5677. Or online at gobluesky.com. That's G-O-B-L-U-S-K-Y.
All right, thanks. We're going to do a special tribute to all of the men and women, the seven neighbors of ours who went to a parade and never left the parade and died at the parade. And also the men and women who ran towards the gunshots to help all of those men and women who went to the parade and never left. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM. All right, so on Monday, I'm in my garage, cleaning my garage, and have no idea what's going on, listening to my radio in my garage, cleaning. I go in to get something. About 11 o'clock, my daughter goes, there's been a shooting in Highland Park. And as sick as this might sound, you just become numb to a shooting, right? I didn't realize how crazy it was. So I'm like, okay, you know, probably somebody got shot. You know, the cops are on it. I'm good friends with the police chief, Lou Jogman. I'm sure they're on it. So I go in the garage. I change it to WGN radio. I got it on the speakers. 5 dead, 25 injured at the time. I'm like, holy smokes. What in God's name is going on? It's 11 o'clock, right? So everything is still crazy. So close the garage door. I'm done cleaning the garage. Guy's still on the loose. Everything's being canceled, right? All the Northbrook parades, all the fireworks, everything's being canceled. So I'm like, okay, close the garage door, lock my house, get ready for impact here, right? Because I know the people up there. I'm friends with a lot of these police chiefs. They're very professional. I had full confidence they're going to find this scumbag piece of crap, okay? Which they did. But at the time, turn on Channel 9 News, and I sat there for 4 hours, not knowing what's going on. And I'm watching all of this happening, and my daughter's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, you're going to sit on that couch, and you're going to wait until we get the all clear to leave. She's like, well, what if they don't find him? I'm like, I know the police chief in Highland Park. He's a very good friend of mine. They will find this scumbag, whoever it is, at the time. So as all of this is unfolding, we start learning more and more about what's going on. And I see, and I'm like, and I feel helpless, like everybody else, right? You're just sitting in your house watching what's going on. And I see a police officer grab a carton of water, right? I'm like, and I do a water run to about 18 different fire and police stations up in my area. So I text Chief Cass Stevens, Buffalo Grove, and Chief Kennedy in Northbrook. And I'm just like, hey, I got all this water. If they need water, I've got 20 cases. I can meet you at my storage unit. He's like, done. I fly over there, 20 cases. They couldn't fit it in. I'm like, I'll take it wherever you want to take it. Transfer it, go up. If you got a squad going up. The two ladies, police officers, said, follow us. We're going up there. I'm like, okay. Now, if you've never been to Highland Park, you come over on Deerfield Road, the Edens, and there's the pool, and there's a firehouse. And then that's where the command center was. I've passed by that firehouse 7,000 times. And I have never seen so many pieces of equipment. I mean, you didn't see the equipment that was there. You had Illinois State Police. You had ATF. You had FBI. You had police cars from as far south as Glendale Heights, Oak Lawn, Niles. I mean, it was crazy. So special shout out, because what happens is when the button goes off, there's something called the ILEAS. This is what our listeners haven't heard. It's the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System. When that button is pressed, everybody comes running. And let me tell you, all you people out there, defund the police, I've got two cheeks that you can plant your lips on. After I get off a spin bike, you know, you for an hour, you can set up your social distance lines going left and right for all you that expect the police to chase people down with spitballs and slingshots and cans with strings on them, and you want them on electric scooters. Guess what? You could just line up behind me, and you could take the right cheek and the left cheek to pick it, okay? Because I'll tell you what, when the alarm went off, you saw the equipment there, I felt safe. Came in, dropped the water off, got the hell out, okay? I will tell you this, special shout out. I found this on the web. Shut up, my freaking watch is talking to me. So special shout out to Chief Kennedy for setting it up in Northbrook. Chief Cass Stevens for helping me. There's a guy by the name of David Baum who was a doctor. I looked at it just hit me today. He's been on all the news that he did tourniquets and all that stuff. This guy, I worked out with him at the East Bank Club 10 years ago, and he's doing tourniquets there. Chief Cass Stevens is coordinating stuff in Buffalo Grove to send it. Kennedy's sending stuff up. So special shout out. Hit the bagpipes, Benny, in honor of the seven people that passed away. And also I want to give special shout-out to Incident Commander Chris O'Neill. Phenomenal job. Mayor Nancy Ruttering. Fire Chief Joe Schrage of Highland Park. NIPS, which stands for, those were the gray, the gray trucks you saw, the heavy armor trucks, Northern Alliance Police Alarm System. That's what that stood for. And special shout out to Police Chief Lou Jogman, who told me, he called me Thursday. I've been checking in with his wife, Mindy, who I did their loan on their home in Highland Park, and we became buddies. Just checking in to make sure everything's good. Ben, you going to hit the bagpipes, or where are we? All right, go. Hit the bagpipes. So in honor of the men and women that lost their lives, we're going to play this. This was played during the Vest-a-thon at the end to honor the fallen police officers, so I thought it was fitting. But All the medical professionals, right? Lou hit the button for help. Every single one of his cops that were local, in their shorts, their t-shirts, grabbed their tactical stuff, their bulletproof vests, didn't even ask, and hauled ass to Highland Park. When that button was pressed, you had boats, and I couldn't believe the equipment that was there. So I will tell you this: thank you to all the first responders. You're underappreciated. From what I saw and what you did to protect everybody in Northern Illinois that day, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for what you do every single day. Okay, and this defund the police nonsense, when something like this happens, you realize you back the blue and you back them with whatever you got. So for all the medical professionals and all the surrounding hospitals that jumped into this and didn't ask any questions, And did what you needed to do, all the fire, EMT, police from all the surrounding areas. May God rest these people's soul, and may their memory be a blessing. 64-year-old Catherine Goldstein of Highland Park, who taught my best friend Jeff Handelman's daughter her haftorah for her bat mitzvah. 35-year-old Irina McCarthy and 37-year-old Kevin McCarthy, who I donated to their GoFundMe page, which is up to $3.1 million. Go to GoFundMe, look up the Irina McCarthy, and donate. 63-year-old Jacqueline Sundheim in Highland Park. 88-year-old Steven Strauss at Highland Park. 78-year-old Nicholas Toledo of Mexico, who's was the father and grandfather of a number of men and women who work at my friend Stephen Geffen's shop, a Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, Once Upon a Deli. He gets a call walking his dog with his wife on the 4th of July from the son of Mr. Toledo saying, my dad was just shot. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's walking around a neighborhood in Charlemagne in Northbrook, and he gets a shot that his dad's dead. He gets a call saying that one of his employees' dad's dead. Okay, this is all wrong. 69-year-old Eduardo Uvado of Waukegan, may you rest in peace and may your memory be a blessing. And back to Blue and back all the first responders. Thank you for what you did. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Access, and Realtor Amy Kite. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.